This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Sarah Gardner. Some discouraging numbers on jobs today. According to the ADP National Employment Report, last month U.S. companies hired at their slowest pace in 5 months. The economy is slowly making its way back to health, but there are still millions of Americans searching for a job. A new study out today looks at how race and income affect our ability to weather sudden unemployment. From the Wealth and Poverty Desk, Chrissy Clark reports.
Billy Lowe is a 36-year-old man from Philadelphia who lost his job last summer. I am a 36-year-old woman from L.A. who lost my job a few years before that. There are plenty of similarities and differences between us, but for the purpose of this story, here are the main ones. We both have college degrees and consider ourselves middle class, but Billy is black and I am white. After 10 months, Billy is still unemployed.
I basically lost my house. I lost my car. I mean, everything just basically fell apart.
After I lost my job, I was freaked out, but I had lots of resources to draw upon, and I luckily got another job almost immediately. The differences between Billy's and my situation are very common, according to that study by the Pew Economic Mobility Project. It found that the ability to weather unemployment differs dramatically based on race because of historic obstacles to building assets faced by black families. That's according to researcher Aaron Currier.
White families were more likely to hold retirement savings accounts, more likely to inherit money or receive large gifts from relatives, which are often some of the first resources that families draw upon when faced with financial hardship.
So back to Billy and me. I did have a retirement savings account. I knew I could ask my mom to help with rent, and I didn't have to worry about car payments because she'd given me her old car. As for Billy, he had no retirement savings, and though his parents wanted to help,
it was basically, this is all I got. I can hand you $50 here, $50 there. But it was not enough to where they can pay my rent for 2 months or pay my car note for 2 months to try to buy some time to get another job.
And that has ripple effects, says Janet Boguslaw at Brandeis University. She interviewed dozens of black families for the study. She said in many cases,
they've depleted all of their wealth and they may be in debt. They can't start the recovery in the same way that people who have some other kind of a personal safety net would have.
Boguslaw hopes policymakers will create more incentives, maybe through the tax code, to encourage savings so we all have more assets to fall back on. I'm Chrissy Clark for Marketplace.